This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is time for morning devotions. I hope that you're feeling pretty well today. Sometimes I think we need to stop and ask ourselves, what's really important in my life? We can live each day not worrying about the future or thinking we'll concern ourselves about the bigger issues of life sometime in the future. But on occasions, I think you may have had things happen to you which sort of bring you up with a jolt. For example, a routine visit to the doctor reveals a hidden lump or the possibility of cancer, and suddenly our life becomes more focused. And some people refer to this as a clarifying moment. It's a time when we stop, perhaps in shock, to think, what's going on with me? I think that many people have these clarifying moments with a strong desire to really stop and reflect and make the most of our lives. And they know better now not to take everything for granted. They don't want to waste time because they're actually aware that the clock is ticking. So what happens is that these people become focused. They know clearly that each day is a precious gift. So it's helpful to ask this question, what's really important to my life? Who or what is the director of your life? Is it money or the encouragement or limitation of life? Maybe it's other people's expectations or the expectations that every one of you has for directing your life. Who is directing your life? And well, it could well be hurt or anger, or these things, perhaps the family or your wife, your husband. Maybe there are other things. What is actually stopping you to find the purpose in your life? Are you directing your own life? I read recently that Dr. Billy Graham was honored by the community in Charlotte in North Carolina. And at this event, many nice things were said about Dr. Graham. And when Billy Graham stepped up to the rostrum to speak, this is what he said. I'm reminded today of Albert Einstein, the great physicist, honored by the Time magazine as the man of the century. He said Einstein was once traveling from Princeton on a train when the conductor came down the aisle punching the tickets of each passenger. And when he came to Einstein, Einstein reached in his vest pocket. He couldn't find his ticket, so he reached in the other pocket. It wasn't there. So he looked in his briefcase but couldn't find it. And he looked in the seat next to him, he couldn't find it. And the conductor who was standing there patiently said, Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. We all know who you are. I'm sure you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it. And Albert Einstein nodded appreciatively. The conductor continued down the aisle, punching the tickets of other passengers. And as he was ready to move to the next car, the conductor turned round to see the great man on his hands and knees looking under the seat for the ticket. And the conductor rushed back, Dr. Einstein, you don't have to worry. I know who you are. It's no problem. You don't need a ticket. I'm sure you bought one. And Einstein then said, young man, I too know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm going. Well, Billy Graham then said to the crowd, you see this suit I'm wearing? I bought it for this luncheon, and he said, for one more occasion. This is the suit in which I'll be buried. But when you hear I'm dead, I don't want you to remember the suit I'm wearing. I want you to remember this. I not only know who I am, I also know where I'm going. Now, I think that's a great lesson about one man who knows what's important in life and to have the assurance that everything is okay, he knows where he's going and what was important. So again, I ask the question, what does God want from my life? And if you read the Bible, you can summarize the answer to this question fairly simply, and that is the answer, God wants your whole life. There's not a single verse in the Bible that says you can be a Christian and live your life any way you want. It's not there. God wants all of you. He doesn't want 10% or 50%. Nor 99%. God desires all of you. It was C.S. Lewis who says the only thing that Christianity cannot be is moderately important. And he was right. You see, the good news of Jesus' life, death and resurrection is really true. It's either true and you should determine to spend the rest of your life serving God, or just go and do whatever you want to do. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can know what's important as we trust you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.